This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Despite Russia's war in Ukraine, a new Pentagon defense strategy says another nation is America's biggest security challenge. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says it's China.
The only competitor out there with both the intent to reshape the international order and increasingly the power to do so.
The National Defense Strategy notes for the first time the U.S. is now facing two major nuclear armed competitors. Austin says he does worry about Russia's threats to use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
It would be the first time that a nuclear weapon has been used in over 70 years.
Even as Austin spoke at the Pentagon in Moscow, Vladimir Putin told an international conference he has no intention of using nuclear weapons, saying it would be pointless. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday denied having any intentions of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, as just reported. He did describe the conflict there as a part of an alleged effort by the West to secure its global domination, in which he insisted are doomed to fail. Speaking at the Conference of International Foreign Policy Experts, Putin said there's no point, as we just heard, for Russia to strike Ukraine with nuclear weapons. He made a long speech full of diatribes against the United States and its allies. Putin accused them of trying to dictate their terms to other nations in what he called a dangerous, bloody, and dirty domination game. Ukraine's state energy company said Thursday it's limiting electricity use in multiple regions of the country after Russian attacks overnight targeting energy infrastructure. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The operator of the Nord Stream 1 natural gas pipeline says a ship has arrived at the site of last month's explosions under the Baltic Sea to explore the damage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Nord Stream AG, in which Russia's Gazprom has a majority stake, says the specially equipped vessel has arrived at the location of the damage in Sweden's exclusive economic zone. Survey work on the damaged area is expected to take 3 to 5 days. Undersea explosions late last month ruptured Nord Stream 1, which until Russia cut off supplies at the end of August, was its main supply route to Germany. They also damaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which never entered service as Germany suspended its certification process shortly before Russia invaded Ukraine in February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday that the new GDP data shows strength in the U.S. economy, but also some evidence of a healthy slowdown that could have a positive impact on fighting high inflation. Speaking to reporters on a trip to Cleveland, Ohio, to tout the Biden administration's economic policies, Yellen said she still does not anticipate a recession. But the U.S. government has the fiscal capability, she said, to respond to economic weaknesses if appropriate. The U.S. economy grew 2.6% in the third quarter of this year, rebounding after contractions earlier in the year. Elon Musk is telling Twitter advertisers he's buying the platform to, quote, help humanity. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
A day after stomping into Twitter's headquarters carrying a sink, yes, a porcelain sink, and changing his Twitter profile to Cheap Twit, Elon Musk posted a message to advertisers on Twitter saying he doesn't want the social media platform to become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. He says he's buying the company because it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. The message reflects concerns among advertisers, Twitter's chief source of revenue, that Musk's plans to promote free speech by cutting back on moderating content will open the floodgates to more online toxicity and drive away users. The message comes the day before Musk's deadline for closing his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel and Lebanon struck a U.S. brokered maritime border agreement Thursday that opens up lucrative offshore gas fields for the neighbors that remain technically at war. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the historic deal that comes as Western powers clamor to open up new energy production and reduce vulnerability to supply cuts from Russia. The agreement was signed separately by Lebanon's president and Israel's prime minister. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.